Up next, astrologer William Stickever is back with us on Coast to Coast. We'll get his views on 2019 and his views on you when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. You're going to enjoy this hour. William Stickever is back with us. A broad scope of political, economic, psychological, spiritual, and metaphysical knowledge. William explores possibilities about the future, how they can emerge from the present time by kind of weaving current secular trends, geopolitical factors as well. He is a counseling astrologer. He's been doing it since 1988. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. Thanks for joining, William. Glad to have you back.
Great to be here, George. Happy New Year to you and all the close listeners.
You really too. Excited. Are we going to have a great New Year?
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting one, to say the least.
How did you get involved in astrology, William?
You know, I had a good friend who insisted that I go to an astrologer when I was halfway through my music career, going to conservatory. And I went to that astrologer who was on a six-month waiting list. My friend happened to squeeze me in. And basically, the astrologer told me I would be changing my career. I would have two or three careers, and I wouldn't end up pursuing what I was majoring in. So that basically all came to pass, and that's what really got me into astrology.
They were right. You have some disclosure things you want to talk about this year that have to do with ETs. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things that really I became aware of was the fact that when we look at the moment, the time when the Roswell event occurred and when the Roswell Air Base was informed, when they informed AP, we had that exact time, that exact chart of the crash saucer, which they retracted 24 hours. There was an exact Saturn-Pluto alignment, which was occurring. So that was in 1947.
Aha.
Right. And so Saturn-Pluto alignments generally correlate with periods of crises. They've been generally periods on a mundane astrological level of collective death, rebirth periods. Is sort of an intensification of challenging, intractable issues that are presented. In this case, obviously it had to do with an ET presence, with the foreign technology that superseded anything the military had at that time. At the height or at the very onset of the Cold War, because within a few weeks of the Roswell crash was the announcement of the Truman Cold War Doctrine, along with the National Security Act of the CIA, the Department of Defense.
Well, you still with us? He's gone. So we will try to get him back. Go ahead, Tommy. Figure out what happened to William. Whoa. They squeezed him away. And let's see if he's still there. Go ahead, William. You with us? No, he's not there, Tommy. I don't hear him, folks. I don't hear him at all. We will see what we can do and see if Danny can get it back online. William, are you there?
I'm here.
George, okay.
It seems to be a...
Did you hear that beep?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we did too. But you're back with us, so... maybe there's somebody picking up your other phone line, William.
That is possible.
As soon as you talk about this ET disclosure, something always goes wrong. Isn't
right.
Yeah, you got, William, is there anybody in that house?
No.
Okay, we're going to call you on your cell phone, and we'll do that, and we'll get that. Folks, I'm sorry. That is the weirdest thing I have ever heard in a long, long time. William Stickovers is an astrologer, but he's got some massive phone problems. Next hour, by the way, Elizabeth Joyce, the psychic, joins us. She's going to make some predictions, including who's going to win the upcoming Super Bowl. So those of you who are into that and you want to make a little trip to Vegas, well, she's got a little prediction for you. So let's see if we got William back on here. William, are you back with us again?
Yep, I'm back with you.
Can boy, the gremlins are out to get you, but let's stick on this line and hopefully everything will work for you. But we're talking about ET disclosure. You think something's going to happen?
Yes, it really already did. This time last year, we had the disclosure event, at least technically speaking, when the we saw the Department of Defense release videos that was approved two on the New York Times. So you had the New York Times release the Department of Defense videos that basically exposed the ATIP program, and that basically was the beginning of the disclosure process. So the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program that occurred on December 16, 2016, that was both on the New York Times video along with their newspaper article, went into detail about how there has been an ongoing Pentagon program dealing with this ongoing ET presence and reverse technology engineering programs that are occurring with Bigelow Space in North Las Vegas. So what I'm really seeing here, when we look at this and we look at the Saturn-Pluto alignment that occurred within weeks of exactitude of when the Roswell event occurred, which shortly followed the Truman Doctrine, mm-hmm. Cold War Doctrine, National Security Act, all of that occurred at the same time that all of this is happening now. For the Saturn-Pluto alignment just went back into alignment again starting December 18th. So this, using a 10-degree wide orb, these two planets are converging together, and the last time they converged together was in 1947. So at that time, there was a crisis. There was a crisis in government. There was a crisis that required a national security directive and National Security Act and agencies to be created to actually deal with this problem. So we're going to see more and more disclosures in 2019. A lot of this data is going to be forthcoming, and that data is going to flow in a direction where we're going to see more about what's really going on. And I believe all of this is being approved by Donald Trump, because no way would this get out unless Trump was behind this disclosure process. There must be a reason. Generally, when you have Saturn-Pluto alignment, by the way, generally, those are periods of cold wars, hot wars, crises. And if you remember at that time, that was the emergence around that time. Saturn-Pluto period is when the Soviets detonated their first nuclear device. So there's a very close correlation with that and with Roswell and with the creation of the deep state, the intelligence agencies, and the split between public and a private government or a national security state government that operates outside of constitutional boundaries.
William, most U.S. presidents aren't really aware of the UFO situation, but do you think our current president, Donald Trump, is in on the know here?
Yes, I do. I believe Donald Trump is really behind what happened this time last year when that Department of Defense video was shown on the New York Times. So I believe he is behind that process. He's very pro. Now, one of the things that I talked about on a couple shows back was that there's a split, a faction within the intelligence agencies. One intelligence agency group that's supportive of Trump wants to move forward with a lot of these secrets. I mean, one of the things Trump did early on was release and continuing to release more and more classified records on the JFK assassination.
Right. Not as much as we want, but at least some.
At least some. And by 2023, all of the documentation will be released. So this is almost like you could see that this is a defiant act on the part of the president to the intelligence agencies, especially the CIA, that really was against having this happen. This is all very much connected, because one of the things that have been coming out recently is the fact that one of the reasons that Kennedy was assassinated was that he wanted to go forward to do a joint space program with the Soviets to deal with the extraterrestrial problem, especially in regards to certain planetary bases and operations on the moon. So that information has been released out recently. And you're going to see more of this information emerge behind what really happened to Roswell, what really happened between the time of how the president, how JFK was trying to get control back of the cabal, right, of this intelligence mm-hmm. operation, the back engineering efforts. And now we're going to see Trump doing what he can do within his capacities while he's dealing with the deep state, while he's fighting the he's dealing with the Chinese, he's dealing with the Democrats, he's dealing with the deep state. I mean, this is obviously someone who doesn't back down from any challenge.
Will this be a subtle release? Will it be a subtle release to us, William, or is it going to be like a sledgehammer coming down on us?
I think it'll be a steady release of information where the plausible deniability will begin to break down.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting take. What now, what do you see in 2019 as our biggest issue facing us as Americans? Anything on the horizon?
Well, I really think it's the economy. I think the economic distress is going to accelerate and intensify. It's already begun. Like I mentioned earlier, when you use a 10-degree orb with that Saturn-Pluto alignment, it started December 18th. It's going to be in effect all the way until 2021, right? And the general nature of the Saturn-Pluto quality is reactionary. It correlates, again, with, like, these massive titanic struggles. It's very intense. It's challenging. It certainly intensifies any type of challenging, intractable issues, especially things that are concerning debt, any unsustainable business models. All of that is going to definitely be challenged at the very core. Historically speaking, in eras of international, you know, Saturn-Pluto correlates with eras of international crisis and conflict. It definitely empowers the reactionary forces, totalitarian impulses in government. It correlates historically with massive socioeconomic stagnation. So we're going to start seeing stagnation, very similar to what we saw in the 70s. And we're also going to see the emergence of very powerful populist resistance to authority, which we're already seeing in France. It's spreading throughout Europe. It's going to go global. And this is going to correlate with this sort of widespread pessimism and a collective impulse to really get back to basic, what's really important. So I think that is the key thing. It's really going to be that we're going to see also, you know, it's converging at the same time. This Saturn-Pluto is converging at the tail end of this longer revolutionary volcanic Uranus-Pluto cycle that began at the outset of the financial crisis in 2008. So we're seeing both of these cycles emerging. So we can certainly expect a crisis of authority combined with a period where 2019 into 2020 will be called or defined as an end of an era.
What's kind of alarming, William, is that every psychic or astrologer that we've had on tonight thinks that this year, 2019, could be a real tough economic year. You echo that. That's not good news for us, is it?
Well, it's not good news, but here we cannot sustain this program anymore. The era of extend and pretend economics that was put in place to deal with the crisis never fixed the fundamental issues, never fixed the fundamental issues of an unsustainable central finance banking model that has created the world we're now in, where there's so much wealth disparity between the classes. I mean, we're talking like what we're really seeing in Europe in particular, and it's happening here as well, is class warfare. And part of the reason Trump got elected was a voter revolt that was representative of some active class warfare, because we have unprecedented levels of antagonism between different socioeconomic groups in this country. So I'm seeing much more of that, and I don't see more of the same, but only worse. I see things really getting to a more of a game-changing place, because the level and speed and connectivity is going to accelerate. And I also believe, too, we're going to see this, you know, what we've been seeing out here, and this has been completely denied by the mainstream media, is there's an epic struggle that's going on between the deep state and this non-establishment president, upstart president.
Right.
And that's really going to intensify. And I see Trump striking back. Now, many astrologers and psychics keep saying over and over again, Trump's impeachment is imminent and inevitable. But I'll tell you what I see. I see, based on his chart with transiting Jupiter crossing his moon, because he's a lunar eclipse baby, so that Jupiter is going to hit his moon. I see him striking back with his allies within the Department of Justice, the military, presenting evidence of collusion against the Obama administration, against the Clinton Foundation, and against top officials of the FBI, Department of Justice, and the CIA. I see massive amount of indictments coming. I could be wrong on this, but I see this. I see just when everyone thinks Trump is finished, he comes back in a much more, in a much more powerful way. So I'm seeing more of this deep state struggle really emerging.
Is he Teflon?
Oh, he's he's Teflon. He's Teflon for sure. I mean, he's more like Godzilla, you know.
Interesting. But if the economy's bad going into 2020, isn't that going to hurt his reelection chances?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no doubt about it that his probability of him being reelected will drop. You know, let's say if it's 70% now, it will drop as we get closer and closer to 2020, because, you know, there's no doubt that we're in a bear market, right? Or
it seems to be. And his popularity today, the poll came out and said he was at 47%.
Right. That's pretty good considering what has transpired. But, you know, I'm telling everyone, in terms of the economy, in terms of your pension, in terms of your money, you need to brace for seismic volatility, meaning market action is going to become increasingly surreal in 2019. We're going to witness real vertigo-inducing bear market rallies, very similar to the chaos we observed at the depth of the financial crisis in 2008. And this is not just next week, but this is more into early 2020.
And, William, when we take calls at the half, you don't need birth dates or anything like that. You just want a direct question, and then you're going to elaborate on it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to use a method called Horary. I'm going to note the time I got the question. As long as the question is a yes or no question, I can answer it if it's yes or no and give the details.
So it could be like, here's an example, will I get a new job this year? Something like that. Okay.
Correct.
And then you'll elaborate on that. Okay, that's fine. William's website, by the way, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It is his name, williamstickevers.com. That's the website. And, of course, he is a practicing astrologer, so he does this for a living now. And how many corporations come to you for help? Lots?
I get a good number of small to medium-sized businesses, and about two corporations in the Silicon Valley area, one in New York City.
What do they want to know?
Well, the big issue right now facing everybody, whether they're big or small, is their profit margins have been thinning much faster than, yes. So they are really concerned. The last time they saw this was in 2008, when they were being told by the mainstream financial media and from the news that the economy is sound, it's better than ever, growth is here, and they're not seeing it. Their balance sheet is showing lower levels, slower levels of cash flow, thinning levels of profits, right? They're not in the red yet, but they're getting concerned. They're very, very worried.
Interesting tech. Now, how do they react to you at a company when the CEO says, well, I'm bringing this astrologer in to talk with us about our future? What do the people say there at the company?
Well, I think most of the time they never introduce me as the astrologer. They introduce me as a trend forecaster that looks at very different
that things. Makes
looks
more sense.
Yeah, it looks at different types of data. But, you know, I think really the bottom line now is all the astrological forward indicators and market signals are now confirming that we're in a bear market that's in progress and with much more substantial downside before we hit some type of bottom, meaning we're going to hit true value. So I think that's a long ways off. So we can expect, and, you know, I don't like to give exact numbers how, you know.
Hold on for a second, William. We're going to hit the break, but we'll come back and talk more and take calls. And welcome back to Coast, William Stickevers with us. We'll get to your calls in just a second as well. And all we need is a direct question to him, and then he'll elaborate on it for you. Sounds like 2019 is going to be an active year, William.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The other thing I just want to mention real quick is I just really see a great power rivalry escalating between the U.S., China, and Russia. And this is particular in terms of not just a high-stakes arms race, but increased competition in cyberspace and the militarization of outer space. So I really see that being a big, big issue this year, where there's going to be high-stake race for technological supremacy, and the U.S. is going to be taking on this China-Russia axis for global power, this global power grab. So that's really all part of it. And then the challenge of establishing, or which nation will establish, the first generation of artificial intelligence for governance, and then integrating that into its military capability. So I think that's a real big issue we'll see more and more emerge as we get into the year.
Are we ready to take that on as a nation? Can we beat this?
Yeah, I think we're going to be successful, because certainly the United States is rising to the challenge of competing with Russia and China. There's no doubt about it. You know, we're certainly we're using unorthodox tactics, and you know, we're certainly we're the ones that are going to be better at coming up with new emerging disruptive technologies that will reshape the military arsenal of this country. And that's really what's going to give us the strategic tools. Right now, Trump is trying to retool the strategic arsenal, all right, from what we've been previously on, and withdraw from certain military treaties to free the U.S. up to build a formidable 21st century war arsenal for the challenge for China, specifically for China.
What do you see, any conflicts with Iran or North Korea or anything worse than Syria?
Yeah, I mean, I happen to agree with Linda. I don't really see a World War III scenario busting out this year. I think that's more next year, although I do think there's going to be a lot of saber rattling, and Trump is going to make it very clear that we are in a Cold War, and not only is China an economic competitor, but a military threat.
Well, you're right about that.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the calls, where our first-time caller is Kelly in Sacramento, California. Hi, Kelly. What's your question?
Hi. Happy New Year to both of you.
You too, Kel.
Both of you. Thank you. My question is, I live on the West Coast, and my boyfriend lives on the East Coast, and I can retire this year at an early age of 55. Should I retire this year and move to New York to live with him?
Should she retire, move to New York, and live with him, William?
Right. Should she stay or should she go? That's really the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a look here. Let me just pull it up. Yeah. I mean, to me, it looks like you really want something different. You're looking for something really different to really expand your horizons. I think you need to make this change. And I think that's what you're planning to do this year. And I think you're going to do it. And I think it's going to end up working out very nice for you. Very well.
So you go for it, Kelly.
I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Now, when you're giving them this kind of reading, William, what are you doing? How do you do this?
Yeah, so what I do is I note the time, I throw up the chart immediately, I look at the specific houses based on the question. In this case, she asked, should I stay in California or should I retire and move? And I look at the particular parts or areas of the chart that rule those specific life domains, look at the particular planetary rulers, and then use a probability postulation of whether she should or not, yes or no, and then look at what other factors it's telling me in terms of trying to formulate the answer. So sometimes if the answer is no, George, that's even harder for me to answer, because I have to explain why this is not a good idea, why they should, you know, consider some other options, or give them some strategy.
And, you know, some astrologers, William, you know, if they have bad news or if they see that, they don't pass it on. What are you like?
No, I'm the person that calls it like I see it. So if I think they need serious help, or they need, you know, medical intervention, or they need to go get an attorney, all right, or the prospect of their marriage is not looking very good at this point, it's not salvageable, I will advise them. I will tell them accordingly so they can develop a plan.
All right, next up we go to Janet in Quincy, Massachusetts. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Happy New Year to
you
both of
you.
You
too. Thank you. What would your
Thank
question
you so
be?
Much. Okay, after going through this year, unpaid medical due to a surgery that I had, recovering, looking forward to going back to work, should I go back to the same company, do you see a change that I should make?
So
I'm in the airline.
So the direct question would be, should she go back to the same company?
Right, because of prosperity-wise, money-wise.
All right.
Yeah, I understand. Basically, I don't see you staying very long. You're going to go back to the same company, and you're not going to stay very long. They may offer you a package or a situation, or it may actually, you may make a lateral move within that company or change, stay within the industry, or move to a different company within the same industry. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Janet, good luck to you there. Magical. You should be like a clairvoyant, William.
Thanks, George.
Do you... when you go out and people find out what you do, do they come at you like crazy?
Yeah, they do. They tend to overdo it. They tend to think they can answer everything.
In the middle of dinner or something, you're out at a restaurant?
Yes, that does happen from time to time.
That's something. Do you do events? Do you travel much?
Yeah, I do travel. In fact, I'm going to be traveling to New York doing an event at the New York Open Center on January 4th. So I'll be doing it, and I'll be speaking, and I'll also be doing readings for people there as well.
Great. Let's go to Martinez, California. George is with us. That's got to be the guy from Pittsburgh, is it?
George Sender, the guy from Pittsburgh. Happy New Year to you, Tom, and your guest.
You too,
hey, George.
George,
your astrologer there talked about Roswell. Well, my former housekeeper in the summer, I asked him where he was from. He said Roswell, and I said, holy cow, and... So we started talking, and he said that his father and uncle were in the Army Air Force at Roswell, at the air base, and saw the bodies.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I love that.
And they were afraid. I tried to get him to elaborate, and he said, the family doesn't talk about it. We're still too frightened.
Wow. That's a great story, George. How about you? You got a question?
Yeah, 2-year astrologist predicting earthquakes for California. I'm 8 blocks from where the Hayward Fault, the Concord Fault, and the fault that runs to Vallejo happened, and I predicted the Imperial Canyon quake a couple of years ago. So what's going to happen where I'm at?
So basically he's saying, will there be an earthquake where he is?
Right. So what I'm seeing here is not an earthquake that's like above 6 on a Richter scale in the Hayward Fault area.
Not above six. Okay.
Not above 6. Anything between 4 and 5 is going to happen. Probably around August, September.
Yeah.
Looking at here.
Be careful, George. You're still going to get hurt with a 6, right? That could happen. That could happen indeed. You know, William. How accurate are you in terms of time as opposed to event?
Yeah, I mean, time is the most difficult thing. For events, I would say I'm probably around 85, 88%. In terms of time, it's lower. It's around 67% in terms of timing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We're getting better and better because we're understanding time and how the mundane astrological portents work. You have to realize something, though. When is someone pregnant? The moment that they become pregnant, or when the doctor determines and says you're pregnant based on the pregnancy test or diagnosis? See, this there's a lag.
Mm.
Don't really know when an event actually fully manifests.
You've talked about black swan X events. What does that mean?
Yes, this is very important you bring this up, because I mentioned this on the last show, that every second decade of a new century, we have what in Wall Street they call a black swan event. A black swan event is an occurrence that deviates beyond what is normally expected of a situation. It's extremely difficult to predict. They tend to be random, unexpected. They tend to be based on data we don't know anything about. But when they happen, it becomes clear why they happen, although they're impossible to predict. So here's the
give you an example. The collapse of the Soviet Union was a black swan event. 9/11 was a black swan event, right? Now, there's something bigger than a black swan event, and that happens to be what they call X events, which is sort of like think of it as a nuclear black swan event. And they have, they're very similar, right? No one sees it coming. It's based on things that are possible, but highly improbable. But when they do occur, they change the course of history because they have potent long-term global significance. And we don't, when they happen, most of the time we realize when they happen. Sometimes they happen, and then it's like a few weeks to a few months later, we realize, whoa, that event was not a minor thing. This thing is really escalating. I'll give you an example. Just go back to 100 years ago. What happened in 1918? We had what?
We had a disaster.
We had two things, right? We had the Spanish flu, which killed 18 million people, and we had World War I. If you go back 100 years to the 1800s in the second decade, you have the French invasion of Russia, and the War of 1812. So if you go back, all the way back to the 4th, 5th century, right, you have events that occur in the second decade of every new century that have a black swan quality, that happen out of nowhere, that change the course of events for the next 100 years. And I believe 2019 could be that year, because we are way overdue for something big to happen.
Yeah, I think we are. Back to the phones. Let's go to Anna in Los Angeles. Hello, Anna. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi, William. Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay, I'm working in the entertainment industry, and, you know, I'm so freaked out about this economic forecast. And I have this great desire to go back to New York and work there and try to find work there. It's not logical. I don't have a job lined up or anything, but for some reason, I just have this desire to go there. I've got other projects I want to do. And should I stay in Los Angeles and continue here? Should I go to New York and just, you know, give it my all? What do you think?
Well, you got to hone in on one direct question. So you want to just say, should I stay in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you go, William.
Okay. Let me take a look here. I happen to advise certain people in the entertainment industry, the film industry, and I can tell you that there is a massive restructuring going on, and many of them are deciding to leave or completely get out of the business completely or switch gears, to say the least. So that's partly what you're dealing with, a bigger structural change in the industry besides personal changes that are going on in your life. So I would say you would be better in the East Coast. Your personality would do better. Your ideas would be received better. I think right now, it's almost impossible for you to get arrested, right, let alone be heard of. You're just not getting the traction you need there, and you need to change it up.
So you're basically saying move, huh?
Yes, I think it'll be a very liberating and empowering thing for her.
There you go, Anna. Off to New York you go. Good. Let us know how things work out. Appreciate that. And, you know, when you're looking at her chart, for example, William, is it a planetary alignment thing? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, basically, for today, like right now, what I'm looking at is the fact that the moon just went into Sagittarius and it's going to conjunct Jupiter. So anyone right now who is asking me a question, particularly in regards to travel, in regards to their career, that combination is ideal. So that is telling me, anyone asking that question, they are on the right track. They just need to take a leap of faith. They need to cultivate the necessary moral courage to take that leap of faith to go where they need to go.
Let me ask you one. Will 2019 overall be a good year for most people?
You know, I think people who are struggling, need to get a plan, need to change it up this year. I do think that I think it's really going to be a year where anything that's really not unsustainable, right, or tenable,
So if it's not good for you and it's not sustainable, you're going to have to change it. You're going to have to move on. You're going to have to go into a different direction. And I believe that's what the year is really going to be about for many, many people.
Last quick call for you, William. We got a last quick call for you. Andrea from Washington, Missouri. Go ahead, Andrea, with your question.
Hi. My question is, I was wondering if my relationship with my boyfriend is salvageable.
Is the relationship salvageable, William?
Yeah. I just need to know one thing. Are you living with him?
We are currently not living with each other.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because that's key.
That has a lot to do with it. Sure does.
Yeah, that will definitely change.
And we got about 30 seconds left for you.
You got it. So my answer would be that I think that your boyfriend he's certainly struggling with issues of ambivalence in a relationship. He has ambivalence issues that go way back to his childhood, and that is being projected into this relationship. And unless he works on that, I don't think it's salvageable.
Ooh. All right, Andrea, unless he works at it. So maybe that's something she can help him along with. That's very possible. William, thanks for being on the show. Would you give out your website to everybody?
Yes, my website is williamstickevers.com.
Simple as that. We've got it linked up at coasttocoastam.com. William, thanks again for being on the show. We'll put your predictions in the vault. We'll pull them out next year. Up next, Elizabeth Joyce joins us, the psychic astrologer.